This is Karen Lyle of SalesPort Talk, and I'm here in studio with Charlie Deist. He is a volunteer for the San Francisco Sailing Science Center. Charlie, tell us a little bit about what fascinates you about sailing and science and why you volunteer.
Well, first it was the sailing. The science was the area that I felt like I had the most room for improvement. I'm a media guy myself. I've been producing radio and podcasts for several years. So when I met Jim, I saw two opportunities. One was to use some of my skills in that department, but also to bolster some of my own knowledge and resources around the science of this activity that I've come to really love as my primary hobby and also an avocation.
Jim, you're referring to is James Hancock, who's the founder of the San Francisco Sailing Science Center. Tell me a little bit about your own sailing experience. I know you have a couple of boats. You're out there on the water a lot. You teach, you sail, you just really enjoy the water. What is it about the nature and the physics of nature that really fascinates you the most when you're in the sailor role?
Well, I was a beginner not too long ago. About 10 years ago, in my early 20s, I started sailing. And as most beginners to the sport of sailing, I had my fair share of missteps, and I was humbled by San Francisco Bay more than a few times. But eventually, with practice and just taking every opportunity that I could to get out on my own boats, on other people's boats, I started to get my bearings. And you get this sort of intuitive sense of how the waves and the wind interact. But having a scientific understanding of it, I think, just kind of takes it to the next level. The day that I first met Jim and learned about the Sailing Science Center, I had sailed over from Berkeley on my Columbia 24 to the St. Francis Yacht Club, which hosts their Wednesday yachting luncheons. I think that was a typical summer day in San Francisco, so winds blowing 20 knots or so. Fortunately, I think that it was flooding at the time. When the westerly winds clash with the ebb tide, it can lead to a pretty nasty surf there. But it was a good day for sailing, and it turned out to be a good day for my own kind of personal development.
Well, and for those who know anything about the moon and tides, we have a flood and an ebb twice a day. Floods coming through the Golden Gate right there in St. Francis Yacht Club.
It's kind of a funny balance because the flood, on the one hand, it creates better conditions when combined with the westerly winds. Although if you're trying to get from Berkeley heading east toward against the flood, basically, it slows you down. So there's all these trade-offs. And learning to sort of sync up with the tides and currents, I think, has also been almost a spiritual thing for me. It's a way to connect to nature on a level that most people just aren't used to thinking about.
I really appreciate you coming and sharing your story with us, and hope to have you back, Charlie. Thank you so much. This is Karen Lyle of SalesPort Talk.
All right, thanks for that, and welcome back to the show. Tuesdays at 9:40, we get out on the waves with Karen Lyle, who co-hosts this segment with me from SailSportsTalk.com. And from what I understand, Karen is going to have an interview right now, so I'm going to step back. Karen is at Pier 96 with the France GP driver, Quentin de la Pierre. Karen, take it away.
Okay, well, I guess I am taking it away, but Rick, you're welcome to join. This is Karen Lyle, and I'm with Quentin de la Pierre, and we are actually on the SailGP site, which is located right now. It's a technical site located in Pier 96, and I am in France at the moment because there are little stations for each team, each nation state, and I'm with the driver of the France SailGP team. And hello, Quentin, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm really good. It's been some few days of training in the San Francisco Bay, which is the first time for me and kind of a dream.
So you've been sailing. Have you been sailing with SailGP through the whole race through the season?
Not exactly. I've been hired like 5 months ago. I began in Cadix in Spain. It was the first time for me. I only have 2 or 3 days of training before the racing weekend. It was quite tough because the second day of the race was really windy and kind of scary moments. I mean, the first bear away after the exit of the harbor was one of my best memory of sailing for sure.
And then did you compete? Is that the last race that you competed in for this, or did you go to Australia for the last one?
Yeah, I did Sydney at the end of December. Was the second event for me. We did pretty well during the training. We won a race. We finished third at the end of the official training. But the racing weekend was a bit tougher for us. We finished sixth. The second day was also really windy. So as a rookie, it's always like a balance between keeping the boat safe or try to be aggressive and win races. So I think in Sydney, my mindset was more about keeping the boat in good shape because, I mean, this is a fast boat. It can be a real drama if you capsize. So, yeah. But for San Francisco, I'm just ready to fight. I want to be aggressive on my stops and, catch it.
Well, and we just had a capsize just yesterday here. Were you close by when that happened?
Yeah, I was really close. We were just matching the lead against the Americans, and we just had a close tack just right after them, and they just had a new one like a few meters after, and they just capsized because of a problem with the control button of the wing. So they directly capsized like in a second.
It happened so fast.
Yeah, exactly. It's just tricky bolt, one of the extreme ones, or the one. You just have to be so concentrated at the end of one day of sailing on an F50. You are just exhausted mentally. It's just so much concentration, and it's part of also taking a risk because the boats are fast. You are riding at 1.5 meters above the water. So, yeah, it can be scary at some point.
Well, and I was thinking that this boat, which is a foiling boat, so it's really an airplane on the water. So I'm wondering if you have any pilot experience.
Yeah, it's kind of. Like, we control all the boat with hydraulic and electronic device. So it's really different from a normal sailing mode with ropes and just sails or something like that. Now, on SailGP, we just have to control the wing with only one ship, but all the twist is managing by hydraulic. We control also the force with the rams and all the stuff, and which is also really different from a NACRA boat or a small boat, is that you have to put your confidence in your wing trimmer, in your flight controller. You are just managing the angle at the end and not managing your mainsail, your foils. So if they do wrong, you do wrong.
It's a team.
Yeah, exactly.
And so with the NACRA 17, you sailed in the Olympics and also were the Winter World Cup winner in the fourth in the World Championship in the Geelong Australia 2020, and eighth in the Olympics in the NACRA 17. So that's a double-handed boat. And how many on your team? I know that there's a lot larger team, but how many actually sail on the boat?
You've got five people on an F50 plus a six sailor managing by a female athlete. She's doing all the tactics, all the crossing with the other boat because I have a blind angle on board that I can't see anything. So she's my eyes on my back. And we've got two grinders, two physical men, one flight controller. He's sitting inside the F50 and he's looking all the time his foil and the riding height. And I have just in front of me my wing trimmer, who is also sharing some tactics movements with me. We have to be really, really linked together because he is producing the speed of the boat and I'm just giving him the angle, the right angle. So we have to be really on the same page to be efficient.
It's almost like a dance on the water, lead and follow. Who does the lead and who does the follow on that?
Yeah, it's kind of like, I just have to put the rhythm on board, on board, just launch the sequence, try to be in always the good rhythm, not to be faster or slower, because all the action are just focused on my moves, because I'm steering and it just changed everything on the boat. So they have to just adapt themselves to this changing course. So, yeah, I just try to put the rhythm, the energy, and just to try to link everyone together. And I think with Team France, we have a dream, is to win CLGP, and I'm working on it. I just try to give the virus to the others. And I think we are in a good dynamic.
So you're going to be competing, have a practice races on Friday. And this is in San Francisco. And this is the final race of this session. This is the grand prize. And then there's two teams already established, and there's a place for a third. So everything you do between now, Saturday and Sunday, which are the races that count. Actually, it's Saturday. It's everything you do Saturday. And then when is the final race?
The final race is at the end of Sunday.
So you get to race on Saturday and Sunday,
yeah.
and then the determination is made as to which one of you is going to be the third person in that race.
Yeah.
This is Karen Lyle of Sailsport Talk. I'm so glad all of you are listening with us on the American Forces Network, on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, and iHeartRadio and Stitcher. We certainly appreciate all of you listeners, and I'm here with Quentin de la Pure, and say your name again for me. So,
Quentin de la Pure.
Quentin de la Pure, and as an American, I would say Quentin de la Pure.
Exactly.
De la Pure, right? So I'm learning how to say that exactly correctly. Anyway, we're talking at the technical base. I'm actually in the country of France, in the middle of San Francisco, because every one of these stations is its own country. Pretty much the way in which the interaction between the different teams. You have your own teams. This is a little bit different than America's Cup, where everyone's hiding their technology. You share all the same technology. How do you share with each other? How do you keep the competition and the collaboration working?
You're right. This is the best things of CLGP. That was the idea of Russell Coutts, a huge sailor with a huge career, winning all the events you can in the sailing world. And it just tried to give the same opportunity to all nations. So this idea was focused on same boat, also sharing data. So you can have a sailing session, did well or no. And at the end of the session, you can sit on your base and just have a look on the best sailors of the day. And for sure, we can improve a lot with this part. I think it's probably the smarter idea the sailing world have had. And thank you to Russell for this. It's just, as a rookie, it's just unbelievable to see, I mean, the Aussies or the American settings. You can just, with work, just improve so much.
And what would you say of the other teams that you are competing against for that third spot? Who is the contender you're the most worried about?
I think the best contender is probably the Spanish team. They are really close to the third place. I think it could be achievable also for the Danish. It will be really difficult for us. But I mean, I just came into this team. We were last with the old skipper. I just try to just give a new dynamic, make some good bases, and focus on season 3 for sure.
What is the most memorable experience you've had sailing or training for this race? Something that really just, even when you think about it today, gives you chills or just thrills you?
For sure, my second day in Cadiz. Well, as I said, it was really windy, probably 20, 25 knots, with the 24 meters wind, the average one. So quite powerful for those conditions. And I just have a look on the others, like reaching the exit of the harbor, and I have to go for a bellway, which is one of the trickiest maneuvers in those boats. You can reach like 100 kilometers. So it's quite unusual for a sailing boat. I was really like my third day on the boat, and I just reached the exit of the boat, of the harbor, and tried to bear away. And we just reached 50 knots, and it was like from my best memory on the boat ever.
What
All right,
is it like
and Karen, we're going to have to wrap it up. So wrap it up from there, if you would.
Okay. Well, actually, that cavitation where you have the water boiling underneath the point the water boils on those foils is a wonderful experience. It's such a pleasure to have you here on the show.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you making time for me to visit France again, because I miss it.
Yeah, you have to when you want.
So thank you. So I'm handing it back to you, Rick. So.
All right. That was Karen Lyle with the driver of France GP, Canton de la Pierre, from Pier 96.